Okay, and you mentioned, okay, and then you married there?
Yes, to Mensch,
Yeah.
Fred
Your
Mensch.
first husband?
And he was a international organizer of the union from the GE.
Okay, while he was in Pennsylvania when you met?
No,
Oh, okay.
when he came to
Yeah.
Connecticut,
Okay,
he
so.
worked in the shop, and then they appointed him an international organizer.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that,
Yeah.
but maybe if we can back up just a little. Why did the two of you come to Bridgeport? What brought you here?
Well, because it was a town that you couldn't get no work, and we thought we would better ourselves. But my husband was going to go to New York, and he lost his way and ended up in Bridgeport. I have a lot of memories. And he went to the GE, and he got a job there, $29 a week.
$29 a week. And let's see, how old were you then, about?
Well, I'm here for 58 years, so I'm 81.
So this was maybe back in the 30s?
40, I think.
40.
Yeah, because I worked in GE 1940 when the war.
Okay, so but this was before the war
Yeah.
when you came here.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got a job in GE, and whereabouts did you live? What part of town when you moved here?
When I came to
Yeah.
Bridgeport, I lived in Yellow Mill Village.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mayor McLeavy went to file an application, and he asked me if I had the money to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, how much is it? He said, $32 a month. So I said, here it is. So my husband didn't even know where I lived. He was working in the GE, and when he came home, he had to look around the apartments.
That's right, they were all pretty much the same, or they looked the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Yellow Mill Village. And okay, I guess tell us a little bit about Bridgeport during that period. I mean, what did you folks do for entertainment? Like go to the movies, dances, what was
Yeah.
going on?
Yeah, we went to movies and dancing. But see, my husband became an organizer so fast in the years that he was mostly in Pennsylvania. Where the heck was a place that he was an organizer? He used to commute back and forth.
Okay, well, in that case, let's get right to the good stuff. Okay, so your husband's working in GE, and you're living in Yellow Mill Village. Now, where was your first full-time job? Was it at GE?
Yes, I never worked anywhere else.
Okay, and how did you get the job?
Well, I stood in line, and they pointed us out, interviewed. Then they'd call us in, and we had to take an aptitude, test, and all how our schooling was, and what we knew about activities and whatnot, what have you. And I passed the test, so I was hired.
And what was your position? What were you hired to
I
do?
was a When I first went in, I worked on the bazooka. That was my first job.
The bazooka.
The bazooka. We made the guns
The
for
guns, the
the
big,
guns, yeah.
okay.
And I was a he called me in the office one day, and he asked me if I wanted to be a leader, because I was always doing things for the
Yeah.
girls and the fellas. They'd go to the ladies' room, I'd take over their position and make sure that the guns were in progress all the time.
So the line wouldn't
Yeah, the
stop.
line, yeah. And so he asked me if I'd become a leader. And I said, well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Meade. I want you to call everybody that's working on the line and let them ask me if I want to be a leader, because I don't want to have any friction, because
Okay.
in the shop, there was a lot of friction, different people. So he called me in, had all the group around me, and he said, I want to make Helen the leader. Are you a favor? Oh, everyone said, yeah, sure,
Oh.
she helps us a lot. So I became a leader.
So by leader, would that be like a working that foreman?
Like a job leader.
Yeah.
Acting foreman, if he wasn't around.
Okay, sure. Sure. And you mentioned there was some friction in different parts of the shop.
Well, jealousy. Women.
Personalities, yeah, that kind of thing.
Things like that.